Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something really useful for future, jungle and darker, drama and bass, a tapis vocal atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 that moves, breathes and actually earns its place in the arrangement. This is not about throwing a lo-fi texture over the top and calling it Vi. The goal is a moving vocal bed that sits behind the drums and bass, adds age, danger, and tension, and feels like a warp transmission drifting through the track. Think intro, breakdown, pre-drop tension, or a second drop re-entry. That's where this kind of layer really shines. And here's the key thing. In D&B, atmosphere has to be rhythmic enough to feel intentional and controlled enough not to choke the snare, sub, or break detail. If it starts fighting the groove, it's doing too much. If it supports the groove, suddenly the whole tune feels more expensive, more cinematic, and more authored. So let's build it properly. Start with a short vocal source. Keep it simple. A spoken fragment, one word, a breathy phrase, or a chopped syllable is often better than a full song line. For this style, you want texture and attitude more than melody. Trim the clip so the useful part starts right away, then warp it to the track tempo. A one-bar or two-bar loop is usually the sweet spot, because it locks naturally into D&B phrasing. If the recording is already a little noisy or roomy, that can actually help. If it's clean, no problem. We're going to degrade it into something atmospheric anyway. What to listen for here is whether the phrase has enough consonant detail or vowel sustain to survive heavy filtering. If it's too sharp, it may feel like a lead vocal. If it's too bland, it'll disappear once the drums come in. Now make it breathe musically. In Ableton's clip view, choose a warp mode that suits the source. If you want a more natural vocal shape, use something that preserves voice well. If you want a more broken, future jungle character, lean into a more artificial, grainy feel and let the artifacts become part of the sound. You can also adjust the clip length so it feels like it resolves over two or four bars, rather than sitting like a static one-shot. That loop length becomes part of the groove, which is exactly why this works in D&B. A vocal bed that resets on bar lines can support the arrangement without fighting the break. Keep the level modest at this stage. Don't try to make it loud yet. You're building atmosphere first. Add a little fade at the clip edges if you hear clicks, because in fast arrangements those tiny details get repeated and become annoying fast. Now let's build the tone. On the vocal track, start with EQ 8. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the source. Get the low end out of the way. If it feels boxy, cut a little around 250 to 500 Hz. And if the vocal is too sharp, tame the 3 to 6 kHz area slightly instead of boosting the highs. That keeps the tone worn and controlled rather than brittle. Then add saturator. Drive it a little, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and use soft clip if needed. Compensate the output so you're not fooled by extra volume. The goal is not obvious distortion. You want the vocal to feel denser, older, and slightly compressed, like it's been through tape or a rough broadcast chain. After that, use auto filter, a low pass or band pass both work, depending on the character you want. Start sweeping somewhere between 500 Hz and 6 kHz and move it slowly. Don't overdo it. This is where the atmosphere starts to feel alive. If you want more movement, add chorus ensemble very subtly, or echo with low feedback and filtered repeats for a more haunted tale. Keep it tasteful. Too much stereo wash and you'll just get a fog bank that steals room from the break. At this point you've got a decision to make. If you want a darker, more haunted intro, choose a bandpass style approach. If you want a tape loop that slowly emerges and reveals itself, go with a low-pass version that opens gradually. Use the darker option if the track needs menace. Use the reveal version if the track needs lift and anticipation. Now let's add the instability that makes it feel like tape. This part is all about subtle motion. Automate or modulate the auto filter cutoff, reverb wet slash dry, echo feedback, or even device on and off moments. If you want the vocal to feel like an old cassette, add tiny pitch instability through clip transposition changes or very small sample shifts, not extreme vibrato. Keep it controlled. A really effective move is to let the filter open slightly on the last beat of every two bars, then close again on the downbeat. Just a small movement. Think 10 to 20% travel, not a giant sweep. That creates tension without turning the vocal into a lead synth. What to listen for is whether the atmosphere leans forward before the section change. If the movement is too fast, it sounds gimmicky. If it's too slow, it just sits there and doesn't help the arrangement. You want the motion to feel like it's breathing with the bars. Once you find a movement shape you like, duplicate it across related sections and only change the last bar or two. That's a huge time saver, and it keeps the track feeling cohesive. Now make sure the atmosphere interacts with the drums instead of floating randomly. Future jungle atmospheres work best when they leave air for the groove. Let the vocal appear mostly on offbeats, swell around the snare gap, and pull back during dense break fills. If your break has a strong two-step backbone, try making the vocal phrase peak just before or just after the snare. That gives you push without masking the transient. Now loop 8 bars with the actual kick, snare, break, and sub in place. This is the real test. A soloed atmosphere can sound amazing and still ruin the tune in context. What to listen for here is whether the snare still feels like the loudest mid-range event in the bar. If the vocal bed starts competing with that, it's too broad or too loud. The atmosphere should frame the snare, not challenge it. Once the movement feels right, commit it to audio. Resample it or consolidate the clip, so you can arrange faster and edit it like a real sample. This is a big workflow win in DNB because fast, decisive editing matters. When the atmosphere is printed, you can cut silence cleanly, reverse little fragments, make dropout moments, and build transitions much faster. That turns the texture from a loop into arrangement language. A really strong move is to split the concept into two layers. One is the dry core. The other is the ghost layer. The dry core is more readable, less reverberant, tighter in EQ, and more centered. The ghost layer is more hissy, more filtered, wider, quieter, and more modulated. If you build both, you get real control in the arrangement. On the intro or breakdown, use both. On the drop, keep only the ghost, or mute one layer and leave a trace of the other. That contrast makes the tune feel bigger. For the ghost layer, try EQ8 with a higher high pass, maybe around 180 to 300 Hz. Add a touch of redux if you want some extra grit. Use auto filter with slow movement, a little reverb, and maybe utility to narrow or widen the image as needed. Keep it several dB quieter than the core. Its job is dust and movement, not the hook. Now arrange it like a real drum and bass section, not just a loop. A good 16-bar shape might start with the vocal atmosphere alone. Then bring in ghost drums or breaks. After that, add sub hints or bass pickups while keeping space for the vocal. Then, right before the drop, open the filter slightly and pull the vocal away or reverse it into the next section. For a drop intro, the atmosphere should act like a call before the answer. It sets the tension, then steps aside so the drums and bass can land hard. For a second drop, don't just repeat the first section. Darken it, narrow it, shift it, thin it out, or bring it in later. The point is contrast. That's what makes the drop feel like a development instead of a replay. And this is why it works in DNB. You often need fast setup, clear payoff, and DJ-friendly transitions. A tape-hiss vocal bed can carry the listener through the intro, fill space between heavy drum programming, and create identity without needing a giant melodic hook. Now let's talk mix discipline. Keep the low end removed below 120 to 250 Hz. If the atmosphere gets harsh, dip 3 to 8 kHz lightly. If you use stereo widening or chorus, check it in mono. The layer should become narrower in mono, not disappear. If it collapses completely, reduce phase-heavied effects or simplify the chain. Remember, the vocal atmosphere should feel like it sits above the bass, not smear its harmonics. If your bassline lives in the upper low mid range, carve a pocket there in the vocal rather than boosting everything around it. You're trying to make space, not paint over the whole top end. A good low volume test helps a lot too. If you listen quietly and the atmosphere still dominates, it's probably too loud or too wide. If it disappears completely and the section feels clear and better without it, it may not be earning its spot. The best layers leave a real emotional footprint even when they're subtle. Use automation to make the atmosphere earn transitions. Open the filter over 4 or 8 bars. Bring the reverb up in the last bar or two of a phrase. Drop the level right as the drop lands. Or use a tiny boost on the final beat before the next section. A very effective future jungle trick is a 2-bar rising reveal. Start muffled, become clearer in the second bar, then cut away right before impact. It gives motion without needing a generic riser. That kind of automation is enough. You don't need to clutter the arrangement with too many tricks. Indeed, NB, one smart arc can do the work of 5 busy effects. A few quick reminders as you work. Don't make the vocal too loud. Don't leave too much low mid buildup around 200 to 500 Hz. Don't overwiden the hiss, and don't use a giant reverb tail that bleeds over every snare hit. Those are the classic mistakes. If you avoid them, the layer stays powerful without getting in the way. If you want a darker, heavier version, treat the atmosphere like negative space. Let the break and sub do the talking, and let the vocal leave gaps. If the tune is aggressive, keep the layer narrower but more distorted. Sometimes a smaller, dirtier image translates better in a club than a huge airy wash. One really useful habit is to work in three passes. First, get the phrase working musically. Second, make it feel degraded and atmospheric. Third, test it in full drum and bass context and remove whatever competes. Most people stop too early and keep polishing solid sound. Don't do that. The arrangement is the real test. Here's a simple practice challenge to lock this in. Use one vocal sample only. Build a 16-bar future jungle atmosphere that supports a drop intro without masking the groove. Create two distinct versions using stock Ableton devices and audio editing. Make one version fuller and one version darker or narrower. Automate at least one change over 4 bars. Then bounce one version to audio and edit it as a printed sample.